If a person was married without city hall, civil marriage, and only had the ketubah, the person who conducted the Jewish ceremony without city hall certificate wasn't licensed himself, but advertised himself in a magazine that he does things like bris milah, chuppah, etc. So the couple lived together for a year and a half, but the ketubah was stolen from the kala about 30 to 40 days after the marriage. She now has a 3-year-old daughter. There's no proof of marriage. The witnesses of the ceremony were the mashgiach from the restaurant and the chatan's brother-in-law, both Shomer Shabbos. There's no official recording of the wedding ceremony and no ketubah. Does she need a get? Tamar from Brooklyn, New York. Okay, obviously, I can't answer this without a lot more information. However, let me just point out some points to you. First of all, without having a civil marriage does not affect the fact if a woman is married or not, if she had a valid Torah marriage. However, one is not permitted in a country where civil marriage is demanded to get married without having a civil marriage. But if one did, the marriage isn't a marriage and a person needs a get. The ketubah does not affect the marriage, does not affect the validity of the marriage one way or the other. The ketubah is a document that has to do with monetary responsibilities after the fact of the marriage. It does not affect the validity of the marriage itself, whether there was a ksuba or no ksuba, or the ksuba was lost. So that is irrelevant. The main thing is, were there kosher witnesses to the marriage ceremony? From what you tell me, that the chatan's brother-in-law was a witness, brother-in-law is invalid to be a witness because he's a relative. But really that has to be looked into exactly, were there other witnesses or whatever. And I would suggest, since I see that you live in Brooklyn, that you contact Rabbi David Cohn, who lives in Flatbush, and present him with all the details and see if in fact this woman needs a get or not.